see how high the cliffs are on either side of this. Now, the suggestion is that you could defend this easily up top because people can't get through there. But once you're in the sheepfold, if this is the only way in and out, how do you get up top and not be attacked by the armies that are already up there surrounding the thing? So I don't know how the protection of this place is going to work, except to say, I think it's going to be supernatural, is what I believe is actually going to be happening here. This is another perspective of the way you get in there from further down. You see how narrow it is and how steep it is. They also, on one side here, you might be able to see it right there, there's a trough cut in the side there that they brought water in. That's how they got water down into that place way back when. Another view from down in the canyon, just looking up. Now, I just got a couple more pictures here. You can see the whole place, once you get in there, looks like this. These are all old mausoleums, tombs and whatnot, all over the place in here. Seems kind of interesting that if the Jewish people are here, they're probably going to be living in these places. And under the law, they wouldn't have anything to do with being in a tomb because it would make them unclean. But this is going to be a believing remnant, and this is going to be the place where that God has apparently prepared for them to be sheltered. It's big. I'm not sure. How long is it, Jeremy? Do you know?
How long is what?
The basin itself on the inside?
Inside?
Several miles.
Something like 10 by, I can't remember how many square miles it is, but I thought it was 200.
200 square miles in there? So it will accommodate a lot of people, especially people who are being supernaturally provided for by God. I mean, I wouldn't think that you could get in there and grow your own food, for example, enough to feed the number of people that are going to be there. It's a desert, and it's pretty desolate in there. I think the idea that they have to be supernaturally provided for is just built into this place. It's very protectable and whatnot, and yet I don't even think it's that protectable without divine intervention. I mean, let's face it. If somebody's coming after you with planes and helicopters and stuff, this is not defensible. Now, whether those types of warfare implements are even still around by the time of the tribulation is questionable, too, given some of the other scriptures. So that would tend to make it a little more defensible. But I just don't want us to lose sight of the fact that there's some supernatural intervention going on here to protect these Jewish people. And the last slide, I have just another picture of what they got pretty fancy with some of these. There's one of these places up there that is so large, it's a great hall, that for some hundreds of years ago, there was a church in there that met. Must have been quite a long time ago, because I don't know when the Muslims would have put an end to all that. But nevertheless, there are some pretty ornate places up here that people have messed with over time. All right, I'm sorry I'm done so early. I didn't want to get into another thing yet today. So that's all I'm going to do on the remnant. I'm going to talk a little bit about the day of the Lord next week, and then on a little bit on that, probably not too much. I don't know how close we're getting to the end of what I want to do on eschatology, because I just kind of going until I figure out I've finished, and I haven't figured that out yet. So I don't think it's going to be too much longer anyway. So this is where we're at. That's what I've come up with on the remnant. I hope it made some sense. I hope it helps you understand some things in the Bible about the Jewish remnant, and to understand that it is the Jews who are the remnant and not Gentile believers. All right. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for these amazing truths that you provided us concerning Israel. And Lord, we pray that you would open people's eyes to the truth of Israel, because there are so many people in this world who hate them and persecute them. And obviously, we know why that is, because Satan wants to destroy them. But nevertheless, help us as Christian men and women to do our part to be able to talk about Israel, to tell people the truth about Israel and their place in the world and their place in God's plan for history, because it's fascinating, it's interesting, and it's truth. The church has not replaced Israel. You still have a plan and a purpose for them, and you're going to bring it to fruition, as we have seen in the study we've done on the remnant. There will be Jewish people who survive. There will be Jewish people who go into the kingdom. They will be in Israel, where you will be sitting on the throne and you will be ruling and reigning from there. It's an amazing plan that you have for history. It's fascinating. It's wonderful and it's gracious. And we thank you so much for it. Father, once again, I pray for your blessing on the people of this church, this local body, that you help us to serve you and glorify your name in all that we do. Help us be alert for opportunities to tell people about Jesus Christ. I pray for your blessing on our pastor today, for all the work that he does to bring us the word of God rightly divided. And we thank you so much for the work that he does and for his presence here. We pray for his wife and his children, that you bless them and keep them safe in the coming week. We pray for our elders and our deacons, that they would serve well and lead well, lead us and guide us and help us to do things and honor you and glorify your name. We pray for their families as well, that you bless them and keep them safe from harm in the coming week and help them to serve you. And I pray that prayer for everyone in this body, that you lead us, guide us, keep our families safe, help us deal with the problems that life in this sinful, broken world falls at us. Help us to deal with them graciously and with courage and with our eyes focused on Jesus and on eternity, knowing that we have but a short time here and a very, very long time in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.